T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live this morning, Lana Zak, live at the White House this morning, as we further look at this. And Lana, what has the reaction been from the president to this?
Well, of course, this is a big issue. There are so many things consuming this White House at the moment. President Trump is going to be in Miami. He has his eye officially on international events, really, today, going to be talking about Venezuela and the crisis there. But then there's also this ongoing problem for this administration, that they can't seem to climb out of the news morass that is everything involving the FBI, in particular FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and this larger Russia attack, particularly in a time when the president is trying to sell his emergency declaration for his border wall. And all of these things get mixed in together to a White House that that is trying very hard right now, it seems, from my perspective, to get their message across on something other than this 60 Minutes interview, than this Russia investigation.
Isn't that kind of been the Trump MO ever since he's taken office? You know, he's got all these things that are coming out against him, but yet he can consistently, you know, deflects whenever things get tossed his way. He keeps on going on the attack on other situations. That's just kind of the way that the president operates, right?
I think you're right on that. The president has been very skillful in this administration on being able to change the conversation. And sometimes he changes the conversation back to this, which is other folks in the White House would rather not be talking about it. But sometimes it is always in this administration, President Trump, who is leading the conversation.
All right. And today he's changing the conversation to Venezuela, right? He's in Miami.
That's right. So the Trump administration has been very interested in trying to support the new candidate there, and in the ongoing conflict, the United States not only has pledged their support to try and bring down the dictator, but there's also an interest in bringing humanitarian aid, which so far has been blocked by the Maduro regime, and there's the president right now is trying to make his voice part of this international conversation.
All right, that's Lana Zak, live at the White House this morning. The president heading to Miami. He was at Mar-a-Lago this weekend to voice support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.